Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Sunday Night Football. The Buffalo Bills are in Miami. As we mentioned, it was our same game parlay. The Buffalo Bills, Steven, are 2.5-point favorites on the road. No Bradley Chubb, no Xavien Howard. Kind of Mike McDaniel, like we talked about Brandon Staley last year, not really taking a lot of heat for leaving Bradley Chubb in the game at the end of that blowout loss to Baltimore. I don't know. Where are we going here?
I'm going to go Buffalo. I generally root for chaos, so if Buffalo lost this game, the chaos that would ensue would be tremendous for the NFL, and that's always what I root for the most part. But it's just, you know, they've put together enough for me to be pretty confident in them in this game. And yeah, at the end of the day, it just comes back to the Dolphins' injuries. They're so banged up right now. I already, during the pick three, I highlighted all the injuries that they have on offense ahead of this game. It seems like Raheem Mostert's super questionable too, after missing last week. Achan's been banged up and has pretty much not been practicing, like, in really limited spots here, and then still going. But we obviously know, like, the injury concerns with him. I just think Buffalo knows what's on the line. They know what they got to do. They've been on this run, and the Dolphins are so banged up on offense and on defense. It's just hard for me to pick Miami with any kind of confidence. So I'm going to go with the Bills.
I don't even know that I want to pick Miami. Like, you know, there are times where, like, I'm not going to pick a team, but I'm like, I really wish I could pick them. I kind of am worried that Miami's going to be a wild card exit. They kind of smell that way.
There's just so many, and the defense over the second half of the season has actually been really strong. But now there's so many injuries piling up to key players. It's just hard for you to envision their defense holding up in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, it just seems like they've lost steam as the season has gone along, or kind of withered down the stretch here. Even, you know, when they beat the Cowboys, which is obviously, you know, like, fresh in mind for me, it didn't feel like they, like, overwhelmed them. You know, like, it felt like defensively Vic Fangio just kind of was in his bag, but, like, the Dolphins offense wasn't there. And so, again, I'm not coping or anything like that, but I just kind of have expected more. It feels like they peaked a little too early this season, and that's kind of their lesson.
And I think some of it too was, like, record chasing with Tyreek Hill.
MVP chasing. Yeah.
Well, and like, there was a few weeks there where you could tell Tyreek Hill was playing through injuries. Like, you'd see him just, like, make a big play down the field, get up immediately, like, limp to the sideline. Like, he is fighting through it to try to catch this 2,000-yard streak, which, like, that's amazing. It would have been amazing if he would have been able to accomplish that. But I think they probably could have managed some of their injuries better this season, because I totally agree with you. It feels like that they're... It just doesn't feel like they have the juice that they had early in the season.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.